Hello everyone, welcome back to Beginnerman!
We are finally back after a hiatus. So me and Baus decided to, you know, as professional asikekis, we decided to like take a little bit of a hiatus just because when back in May, when Baus was still in the US and All Stars 8 started airing, we were already bracing for our lives for the storm that would be Pride Month.
Correct.
I think we both did like 14 or 15 shows separately each for Pride. So parang naisip talaga namin, hindi natin kayang mag-podcast for All Stars 8.
Correct. And also, I think Pride Month has been extended all the way to, I guess, at this point, Season 2 will be ending by October because we finally have Drag Race Philippines Season 2.
Correct. And I love that they stuck with the same airing schedule because Drag Race Philippines essentially blurs the lines between the two biggest gay holidays in the year, which is Pride Month and Halloween. So in between those two, we finally have, I think permanently or like for the next 2 years at least, we finally have Drag Race Philippines in between that time to just fill in and make our gay lives even more gay.
Correct. Sabi nga sa season 13, drag is all over the world. It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon.
Correct. And if you are tuning into Beginnerman for the first time, we are a podcast that reviews and recaps Drag Race Philippines through a Pinoy queer lens. That means more kabaklaan, more marehan na may onting tanga.
Correct. Actually, maraming tanga the more that you will listen to us. So this is the first time we are doing like a cast reveal slash Meet the Queen special.
Yes. Ano nga, all roads lead to Drag Race Philippines. Correct. And in the next few weeks, you will be, you know, doing some special episodes while we wait for the season itself.
Correct. So, kumbaga, nasa pre-season na tayo. Actually, if you look at, like, I think a number of reality shows who podcast, or a number of podcasts in the US who podcast about reality shows actually do this. Like, before the season airs, they do, like, a cast assessment, initial feedback. So, we're doing the same thing. So, to properly frame the conversation or the discussion today, of course, ang mga reference materials po natin ay ang official photos, official trailer, at ang official Meet the Queens videos na I think up until now, hinahanap pa rin po ng sangkabaklaan kung papaano po siya mapapanood.
DM nyo na lang po ako, forward ko yung Telegram. Charot, eme lang.
And then of course, we also have the Entertainment Weekly na parang official write-up and bio. We're looking at that. I think that's very, very important because, you know, these are PR materials that come from head office, meaning World of Wonder LA. So we need to take a look at this. Also, we've reached out to the queens yesterday to ask yung kanilang mga credentials and resume para lang kahit paano alam natin. And then of course, nandiyan din po ang aming personal experience because we have had a number of the cast members in our show already.
Yes, we've had the pleasure of working with a lot of these girls. So marami kaming chismis na ipepepper through our official bios and statements and quotations from the official material that we have.
Correct. And on that note, let's get started. In alphabetical order, we have here Arizona Brandy. Okay.
Arizona Brandy. Oh my God. Alam mo, this queen has been to our show like twice or thrice now performing.
Yeah.
And I think she has cemented her two, like for me, her two trademarks, which is of course, iinom siya stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the most, one of the most fantastic, like, kind of new innovations in drag that I've seen. She does outfit reveals wherein she takes off the outer layer and out comes like a blast of confetti.
I love
from the outfit. Like, correct. Sa kanya ko una nakita yon, and I'm gagged every time I see it.
Yes, this promo photo, mama, it's so delicious. That's how I would describe it. Merong orange sa balikat niya. Meron siyang tinatapakan na orange. Meron siyang straw. I'm hoping na sustainable itong straw na to. Charit.
Save the turtles.
Save the turtles tayo. Kasi mukhang walang turtles sa ilalim ng orange. So, baka po. But yeah, I love this photo so much. It's just, it's her actually having interacted with her a couple of times. She is this bright, dynamic sabaw energy, which we also got to see in the Meet the Queens video. Uh-huh. Anong masasabi mo dun sa video niya na yun?
Oh my God, yung video niya it's reminding me very much of like the Venus Deluxe level of wala siyang nasagot na seryoso throughout the Meet the Queens, but that's like her very genuine personality. She's the same way talking to her in person. And I love Ari's presence. Sabi ko sa kanya in one of our gigs in Las Niñas, sabi ko sa kanya, you have such an approachable face in and out of drag, an approachable presence. And capture na capture yun sa Meet the Queens niya. But first one out of the gate, this is my favorite promo look. Like,
it's
so well Arizona branded. Like, correct. She's a drink, for Christ's sake. Her name is Arizona Brandy, and explain na nga niya na it's part of her brand, her trademark, uminom siya on stage, and she is a drink for her promo look. A very juicy looking, refreshing tropical drink. And yung straw niya is an actual prop. We see some of the other girls may nahawakan silang pool or something that was like, you know, incorporated into the KV, the promo material. But her straw is, I think she brought this actual prop and it works so well. The pool look works so well.
Sa kanyang Entertainment Weekly official bio, it says here, Arizona effortlessly fuses together a pedestrian chic style and her own brand of humor, drawing audiences in with her irresistible presence. Totoo yan.
Sabi nga niya sa Meet the Queens, yan, the Arizona branding is not comedy queen. The Arizona branding is beauty queen that knows how to do comedy. And alam mo, I'll give that to her because she is actually very beautiful. Like, she has quite a polished level of drag. And mm-hmm. she very proudly represents Cubao drag. So, prime drag bar in Cubao is Rapture. Arizona is the mother of Rapture royalties. And if I'm not mistaken, Arizona also comes from the, you know, rest in peace, once thriving Malate club scene. Mm-hmm. I think that's where she started. If I'm not mistaken, and she is also the drag daughter of Lumina Klum, another legend in the industry.
Correct.
So she has quite like a strong background. I think she's coming in here with a lot of experience, but at the same time with like a very fresh perspective and a very tongue-in-cheek, not so serious take on drag.
Yeah, isa sa kanya mga signature performances or go-to performances is of course incorporating alcohol into her number. She says this sa kanyang Meet the Queens. We've seen this in person. The first time I saw it, I was like, is she for real? And bitch, she is.
Girl, akala ko talaga faker. Like, nagitimpla siya na iced tea into like an Emperador bottle. Pero tinikman ko siya on stage. And mama, I got drunk with one sip. Ang lakas. As in, totoong purong alak.
Pinainom niya rin nga pala ako noon after ng performance niya. And you know, in the spirit of improv, kinailangan i-SN yun kahit medyo malali ang lasa ng hinalo niyang concoction.
Next up, we have Astrid Mercury. Astrid Mercury's official bio on Entertainment Weekly says, Astrid serves up a mesmerizing array of looks that transition from pretty to absolutely stunning. With a background as a former cheerleader and stunt queen, she fearlessly delivers performances that leave the audience wanting more. Actually, yun nga yung pagkakakilala ko kay Astrid, because I know Astrid for having won Drag Cartel sa Nectar back in All-Star Street. That was the year 2019. And she won, yung category niya was with Manza, the Ubar performer, the flying queen Manza. They both won the parang Street Fighter category. Bongga. And kaya sila nanalo was they were really just doing stunts all over the stage and they had to call it a tie.
I love it. And itong nasa bio niya na stunning, totoo po yun. Kasi, I mean, in photos and in person, because we have had Astrid on our show, talaga pong grabe ang face. Kung meron tayong tinatawag na face cards of the season, Astrid is definitely up in that list.
So in her Meet the Queens videos, Astrid says that she has been doing drag for 7 years, but also still brands herself as a baby queen. I think this is quite relatable to a lot of this like newer generation of drag queens. Na a lot of us do come from a very long incubation period of doing drag from our bedrooms or doing drag, you know, as a hobby, pasundot ng racket here and there, before coming into like a fully fledged career for ourselves. So I think a lot of people will find that relatable about her from her Meet the Queens.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think during the first 2 years of the pandemic, see Astrid took like a like some form of a break. So of course, that's always weird when like before the pandemic, medyo, you know, you kind of had some momentum and then kind of stuck at home. So I think that might play into the length of time that Astrid has been doing drag. But ang nag-standout for me sa Meet the Queens video niya is yung first few seconds na naubos siya at sabi niya, hindi po to COVID, ha? It was...
Alam mo, it was, you know, so stupid. Humor playing to the science of the time.
Correct. So up next...
A legend.
Oh my God. We have Miss Bernie.
Wala nga daw siyang drag name. Correct. Kasi sabi niya, hindi daw yun nauso sa kanyang panahon. Uh-huh. And that is because Bernie has been working it in the industry for 16 years.
Yes. I mean...
Like she's put in the 1,000 hours of work.
Yes, mama. First of all, before we get into the, you know, our personal experiences with Bernie sa show natin and sa Omar, let's just get into this photo. First of all, mama the face.
Girl, all of the leaves she has on are gold-plated. Putangin, dahon na lang, gold-plated pa.
Yan po yung mga leaves na final nyo, sick leave, vacation leave. Nilagay po niya lahat sa damit niya, ang mga leaves. Pero, I mean, this is so her though, and very elevated. Like, you're seeing body, which, you know, she is very, very much known for. Uh-huh. And then you're seeing all the batos, and you know that face, mama. She always knows that she can serve it with a face. So, I love this so, so much.
What I really love about Bernie's Meet the Queens is yung pagka-genuine niya. As in, alam mo yung, she wasn't playing it up for the camera, she wasn't putting on a persona. She was talking straight from her heart. I think she was the queen that spoke the most Tagalog or Filipino in her video. And when she started talking about how in her 16 years of working and working for pretty much half her life, she has put her family and her family's needs first. Tapos sinabi niya na parang Drag Race Philippines is her saying yes to, you know, finally prioritizing her dream, her passion.
Yeah.
And that really touched me. That really touched my heart.
Yeah, and yeah, it was a very heartfelt Meet the Queens video. So heartfelt din po siguro nung sinabi niyang pok-pok siya. Kasi sinabi niya yun sa Meet the Queens video. Sabi niya, ang tawag talaga nila sa akin, pok-pok. So tatakpan ko lang yung utong ko, lalagyan ko lang ng bato yung pepe ko. Mama, that is authenticity for you.
Correct. Tapos din sa, ano, sa trailer, sa promo video, she says, ano yun, something... Basta sinabi niya yung D-Dye, which is actually ano, yung nickname sa kanya ng Queens backstage is D-Dye. She's one of the 5 fans we have on the cast. One of the 3 from the contestants.
Yes,
because we still do have 2 trans women on the judging panel. So trans representation on Drag Race Philippines. Wow.
Yeah, it's... That is it, mama. They're really making sure that we get trans representation and excellence on our TV screens. Also, I'm sure kung nakapunta na po kayo ng OBAR, you have seen Miss Bernie just, you know, lay it down. We all know her to be, you know, a Whitney Houston and also Nicki Minaj impersonator.
Ano rin siya? Rihanna impersonator din siya.
Correct. Alam ko
she
Rihanna
has done
rin.
Yung Rihanna Super Bowl where Rihanna is pregnant standing on a platform, she has done exactly that on the OBAR stage. As in, they mounted yung kung saan ginagawa yung flying stunt, they mounted a platform just so Bernie could execute the Rihanna Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. And I love it na sa kanyang Entertainment Weekly write-up, the last sentence is just well-crafted and powerful. It says here, a true pillar of strength, Bernie's unwavering dedication to her craft not only supports her family but also fuels her own dreams. Well, you better TED Talk that right up, mama.
Correct. I'm excited for Bernie. I'm sure she has a lot to show us having 16 years. I think in the cast, she has the longest experience. And I can't wait to see what that translates to on TV.
Yes. Up next, we have Miss Captivating Kat Kat. Okay, this is very interesting. Okay. Because come on, guys. Let's all, you know... Let's try to have like a really full picture of the conversation here. I mean, we've all seen the spoiler list of the cast, you know, floating around the interwebs for, you know, a few months now. And then we all know that Captivating Kat Kat has a certain vocal reputation. I'm just gonna say vocal because, you know, para lang neutral tayo. It's very vocal online.
About her opinions with season one.
About her opinions. And I really, really not just appreciate it, but also love it that they included it as in the Meet the Queens. That she has this reputation. Uh-huh. That maybe she was negative before. Sabi niya nga positive na siya now. I really love it because we cannot watch this show in a vacuum. Unfortunately, well, whether fortunately or unfortunately, the outside world kind of plays into it. And I love it that, you know, it's there. They mentioned it. And now that it's out of the way, let me go show you how excellent of a drag queen I am.
Correct. And, you know, like, it does something that a lot of the time Drag Race fails to do unless you get on Drag Race for like 2 or 3 seasons. Growth. Like, character development. She's addressing her issues. She's really speaking up na parang from that time last year that people have come to know me from my opinions on Drag Race, I've grown. I've changed as a person. And I think that was a really powerful opening statement for her Meet the Queens. Because she is coming into the season with a certain reputation. And I think she's here to just like change all our minds. Switch it up.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like, you know, if you're a veteran in an industry already, you are allowed to have a voice. You've earned your voice to say something. So parang I think medyo chill lang din tayo nun. I'm very, very excited for what she is going to show. I think more than excited, intrigued. Kasi like, now that we've recognized her outside reputation, oh my God, medyo parang clean slate siya all of a sudden because they didn't try to deny it. I really love that. The promo photo, I'm not sure if this is the best photo during the set, but I'm happy she's here. I know what she's capable of doing. Live, we've had her on the show once palang, hopefully the start of many, and during our bride show, I don't know, I was moved by her performance, to be honest.
I mean, she practically bared it all and, you know, proudly proclaimed her being a trans woman, and that's actually what I really like about her promo look, is that bulaklak siya.
Correct.
Tapos, yung gitna ng bulaklak nakatapat sa kanyang kipay. So like, alam mo yon, just that very powerful statement of feminine word. And Kat Kat is another one of those queens that, you know, another one of the 3 trans women on the cast and another veteran in the industry. Para lang context of how long she's been doing the work. Ayun niya, on her Entertainment Weekly bio, naging viral yung video niya of her rendition of Let It Go on the O-Bar stage where she was playing with like a backup person doing the practical snow effects for her. And the way that I found out about Kat Kat was, I think it was sometime in like 2013, mga around that time, she was featured on Preview along with other trans women and drag artists. And that was the first time I ever encountered captivating Kat Kat. And even then, she was stunning. Even then, she was captivating. And I think fresh out of high school at that time.
I was already working at that time. So fuck you and your youth.
Gen Z, charot.
So based sa kanyang credentials, she's worked in several bars already. We have P2O Bar, 1690, and Comodia. She's a Lady Gaga impersonator. I think we've seen a number of videos of Precious and Kat Kat doing a telephone duet.
Also, she's won Village People's Choice Awards for Favorite Local Drag Queen of the Year. She also won the drag competition on TV5, yung LOL Drag Queendom. She was the winner of that also. She had accolades.
Correct. And huwag natin kalimutan ang Miss Gay Taguig sa Antipolo. Yun ang favorite
Season
ko sa lahat. Season 2. Nakakatawa yung moment. And I mean, we all know what that moment was about when Meme.
Oh,
I don't think that dula si Meme. I think Meme was like trying to push the limits of what can be said. Nani yes and ni Kat Kat and has become like a running joke the past month or two. I love it so much. Like people have been referencing it for a while now.
I don't know the day of the Meet the Queens niya. Because last year we got the Meet the Queens. We got the promos quite early in the day. So ang daming mga bakla.
Nag-leak last year. Nag-leak ko na yun.
Nag-leak in air quotes a week early last year. Tapos, nung lumabas siya on the day off, para mga 10 a.m. or like 12 pa lang lumabas na. So this year we had the experience of ang daming baklang gumising na maaga. Ang daming baklang gumising na maaga waiting for the Meet the Queens. Tapos lahat sila, like, OV tweeted, Matilda tweeted. And then si Kat Kat, parang nag-status siya ng something, parang, antagal naman ng Miss Gate Agi sa Antipolo Season 2 promos. As in, everyone was waiting so early in the day kasi we all thought it would drop at like 10 a.m. or 12 noon. Lo and behold, it dropped at 7. Well, it dropped at 6 for Entertainment Weekly. Nauna sila na isang oras.
Correct. Correct. I mean, that's, again, just like very excited for Kat Kat because nung nakita ko siya sa show natin, I was like, oh my God, she's a motherfucking real deal. Say whatever you want to say, but this bitch wants to fucking entertain. So, and that excites me a lot. Sa totoo
lang. Her aura in performing is very that I don't have to bring out all of the bells and whistles because I've done the 1,000 hours of work and I can stand here knowing exactly what I'm doing, even just standing and capture an audience. Ganun yung air niya pag nag-perform it. It's like, I know what the fuck I'm doing and you will watch regardless.
Yes. Up next, we have Didi Holiday. If I'm not mistaken, Miss Didi, tama ba ako? I might be wrong here, but drag mother pa siya ni Brigiding and Vinyas in a way? Something like that, right?
Yeah, oo. Didi was in O-Bar already when Brigiding... So Brigiding started doing drag first. So I think Didi took her in when Brigiding started in O-Bar. So, again, Didi comes from the now resting in peace Malate nightclub scene. She was in O-Bar Malate before O-Bar moved to their location now in Ortigas. She's been one of the mainstays, she took a break from drag amid challenges posed by the pandemic, according to her Entertainment Weekly article. And she sought solace in the United States and did perform around different bars and clubs during her time in the state.
Yeah.
And now she is returning to her beloved Philippines and she rekindles her love and passion for the art of drag, ready to reignite stages with her unparalleled talent.
Una ko na rinig si Didi or nakita ko siya actually sa Instagram stories ni Makoy Dub. So nag-US si Makoy, I think 2 years ago. Kasi nga parang they hung out a couple of times. So doon pala nakita ko, like, doon ko siya unang nakita. And then, I'm glad she's back. I'm glad she's on Drag Race. The promo video, I think, was very, very strong. Very strong presence. She's just very cool and chill. But you know that Mama is not here to play. She is gonna school the children.
Correct. Ako, my impression of her on the Meet the Queens videos is the same as when I first met her. So she's very articulate. And that was the same energy, that was the same vibe I got from her when I first met her during the very first international Rue Girl show here in the Philippines. It was Adore Delano was the first Rue Girl to visit the Philippines. She was the first one. It was in O-Bar. I went there as a baby buddy in my baby budding get up with my Adore Delano-esque eyeliner. And I had like teal dyed hair at that time. And I was just a baby being like at the meet and greet line, just very excitedly like watching Adore. And then she came up to me and then she started pitching a conversation. And you know, as a baby being, that meant a lot to me to be seen by like, hello, a diva, an old diva, a performer, a drag queen. And just like she struck up a conversation and like that's my very first memory of Didi Holiday, and I've never forgotten about her since.
Ako rin po merong first memory with Didi Holiday, which just happened 2 weeks ago. Both of us got booked in a Pride corporate event. Host siya, stand-up performer ako. Hindi kami naka-interact talaga kasi magkasunod kami sumalang and I had to go right away. Pero while she was introducing me, we were exchanging looks, and then while I was doing my set, she laughed at most of the jokes that I did, and I felt it was genuine because corporate gigs for stand-up are always like a weird gig to just get into because like the audience doesn't know what to expect. And I love it that Didi was just there to receive my performance the way a stand-up performance needs to be received. So I really, really appreciate that. It gave me that confidence boost to go through 10 more minutes of my set because she was laughing at my Becky joke. So I love you, Didi.
Hindi siya, no. Didi is not Madame, but with making people feel seen.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I can gather from our personal experiences with her.
Yep. Very, very excited to see what Didi brings to the table. Up next, we have Pac 1, Pac 2, Pac You.
Hannah Beshi. Oh my God. That was the most Filipino humor joke ever.
Is she?
I'm so happy that it is on the trailer of an international show. And Hannah is quite a breath of fresh air, especially like given our lineup so far. Hannah is just serving that very young drag energy. She mm-hmm. is bearing it all. Kinuwento niya yung buo, pretty much her entire story in drag. Her name started from just her and her boyfriend or partner talking about ano pwedeng drag name. Nakita nila yung brand na Electric Fan na Hannah Beshi. Ginawa nilang Hannah Beshi. She talks about how her drag house in CDO were like the only ones doing drag and they would attend parties. As in club kids lang sila at first doing drag for fun, attending parties and drag until the pandemic hit, which is like a very, a story very familiar to my heart. Na the pandemic was the time that they got to kind of polish their drag. And once clubs started opening up, they made it happen.
Yep.
When I heard Hannah Beshi's story, I was very like, wow, this sounds like me. Like this sounds like my background. And that made me really excited to see what she can bring.
Yeah. I mean,
like she is from my wave of
things. That story is kind of like similar to the birth of Beck and Amin, diba? Like we were in lockdown. Yeah, we were just exactly. like, we're not gonna give up on our dreams. We're gonna keep doing this shit. And then once the world opens up, honey, we are just gonna do the damn thing. And that really resonates with me. Especially knowing na, you know, architect siya, meron siyang mas I guess traditional
day corporate job, yes.
or day job. I guess it's the way to put it, and like pursuing your dreams and still trying to sharpen it. But also just this promo look, I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Yes.
Diba? I mean, the pose is very, very strong. And then that opening of the lip na merong exhalation and then merong fruit basket sa taas. I don't know. It's just for me, she's my kind of queen. I mean, you know, the kind of queen.
You know, the devil is in the details. And you can see how much dedication Hannah puts into her work by three things. She lined the fruit basket with two or three layers of those pom-pom balls. A detail that not a lot of people will catch, but it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Another detail is her baby hairs that are in the shape of a heart.
Ooh.
Didn't have to be there. Nobody would have paid attention. She put in that detail. And in the ruffle of her skirt, it's not just one layer of satin ruffle. No, she put in freaking two. The devil is in the details, and that is what polishes this look for me.
Yeah.
And also, oh my God, wala lang. Nung nakita ko sa promo photo ni Mama Pao, very, very on brand for Filipino drag queens, a nude fishnet on top of the shiny oil stocking. That is Filipino drag.
I love it.
That's a reliable combination.
I love it. So yeah, I think we're looking at someone here who is more than ready, who I think is very formidable. Very excited. The Meet the Queens videos, I feel like she probably needed more humor or punchlines in the Meet the Queens. Uh-huh. Only because I like my Meet the Queens to be like very, very comedic. But we did get to know a lot about Hannah and, you know, where she's coming from and why this is such an important part of her career being on Drag Race.
Think of being more than ready. Kagabi may nag-resurface na tweet ni Hannah. I think it was for the promo of Drag Race Season 1 or on the promo for the announcement of Drag Race Philippines. She tweeted something like, Hannah Beshi will, parang season, see you Season 4, Hannah Beshi, or something like that. Basta she was talking about joining Season 4. And well, she got here on Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that she's representing drag from somewhere where they essentially started the drag scene.
Yeah.
Like that's powerful.
Yeah.
Like, coming from Cagayan de Oro, making their own drag scene there, and then coming on to Drag Race to represent CDO drag. I think she's the best representative that CDO drag could have gotten. So, you know, I'm so excited for her. The few times we've gotten to work with her on our show, I've loved her presence. I love her personality. And she is my early call for Miss Congeniality.
Feeling ko din.
She's my early prediction for Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, feeling ko ang mga Miss Con natin, si ang nominee, si Hannah, feeling ko si
Bernie,
feeling ko up in that list. So very excited to see how it turns out. Up next, we have somebody who we know really, really well.
The only queen that has been in our three different venues historically.
Correct. Correct. We have Matilda. And I'm sorry. I, of course, may special place in my heart yung suki natin. Tatlo sa kasa to, sobrang suki natin. Like, way before pa. Si Mati, isa doon. Alam ko, Mati ang tangin sa kanya, pero si Matilda. Yes. Like, first of all, the Meet the Queens video, for me, I was so impressed because feeling ko talagang nag-project siya ng bigger energy pa to like, to open up and to also just, you know, make us feel that she really wants this. I'm so proud of Matilda. As in, so
Me and Matilda, well, go way back to when I started doing drag. So I started doing drag in the pandemic, attending Zoom parties, and that was my first encounter with Matilda. She addressed it on her Meet the Queens that her parents don't know that she does drag. And this was, at that time, she was still, I know, it was the pandemic. She went back home to Ilocos. She went back home to her parents' house. She couldn't do drag then. So she was just, you know, attending the Zoom parties, being supportive of everyone else. Ang dami na naming kalokohan na nagawa in the four walls of a Zoom meeting that should not see the light of day anymore. And I love getting to work with Matty kasi Matilda is one of the most hardworking queens
I've ever met.
She's one of those queens where from the tip of her nail up to what is being shown on the projector screen or LED screen behind her, she's done all of that.
Yeah,
like, she makes her own wigs, makes her own looks, conceptualizes her performances, makes sure everything is like to a T. And I'm so happy for the flowers Matilda is getting right now from the world. And I'm so excited for what's yet to come for her because she is one to watch. Her performance, she's Beyoncé's child.
She
is one of those gays that is Beyoncé's children. And when you see her perform, you will see that.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw Matty perform, Beachella siya sa White Banana. As in, I think show number 2 or number 3 natin. Like, very early stages of our viewing party.
All-Star 7. This is All-Star 7.
As in, talagang tuwan-tuwa ako kasi like, that's the Beyoncé na amats ko at that time. But I will never forget this really, really amazing Matilda story. I remember we had one viewing party sa Draper noong season 1 na I think either merong isang queen na hindi makakarating or kinailangan pa ng isang queen ng more time to prepare. And then we needed to buy time. And then, nagsabi ako, Mati, pwede ka ba mag-isa pang number? Tapos,
he came ready with a costume.
Tapos, like, ang ginawa niya, like, nag-quick drag po siya. Nang hirap siya ng sapatos ni ganito, ng wig ni ganyan, nung iba pang members nung lineup na yon. And then she came up with a look and then she performed the second number. And sabi ko sa kanya, oh my God, thank you. Because as a producer, medyo kinakabahan na ako kasi parang madederail yung show. And then, si Matty, talagang naramdaman ko sinalo niya tayo. And I will forever love Matilda and stan Matilda for that moment. Guys, medyo nakakaloka siyang moment. I remember that na talagang alam ko nga parang magbubura na ata siya for her first look noon and then biglang bam. Sabi ko, hindi. Isa pa, kaya pa ba? So, super excited for Matilda.
Focusing in on the details, on the promo look, she's wearing an open-toed shoe and she has toes. She does not have duck feet. Her toes are not covered with a stocking. She's wearing open-toed shoes and her toes are showing as she should.
Correct. Correct. So, nakalagay rin dito sa kanyang Entertainment Weekly lineup is she channels her artistic talents as an events designer and florist, transforming her creative visions into breathtaking looks. Alam naman natin na si Matilda po ang pinakanaunang drag queen sa Pilipinas na magpagawa ng Renaissance ball looks ni Beyoncé. So,
correct.
Totoo po
my
yun.
God.
But yeah, very excited for Matilda. You know, a good friend of the pond, as Race Chaser would say.
Up next is another one.
Oh my
another
God.
Another one. I don't know where to start. This queen is...
I don't know where to start as well.
This queen is so close to my heart. And this queen is so close to my home. Second year in a row, Marikina City has representation of our core values of discipline, good taste, and excellence. Last year, we had Evil a Queen. This year, we have the esoteric power top na bratsy of Marikina City, Miss Jade. So, and that's Miss with a number 1 because she is one of one. She is the only one.
Correct. I don't even know how to articulate my thoughts for Miss Jade. Siguro, start muna tayo from experience. Okay, si Miss Jade, as early as our first viewing party, umaten siya. Second viewing party, sumali siya sa audience lip sync battle. Nakalaban niya, I think at that time, was si Japer na Tiny Deluxe na ngayon na nasa cast rin. I mean, she won that. Alam ko, parang she made love to the wall and the projector and she just let everyone have it. I love this queen so much. Isa pa siya sa mga taong merong front-footedness in terms of wanting that chance. I remember, after our first few viewing parties, nag-DM siya sa akin. Sabi niya, Mami, ready na ako mag-drag ulit. Palagay naman ako sa show mo kung pwede. And that time, I already knew that she had great stage presence because nag-audience lip sync battle siya. And then, after that, I think lagi na siyang merong regular videos from our show. Yeah. I love her so much.
What I love and respect most about Jade is she's another one of those queens where she has a fully realized vision coming into every performance. She's not the type of queen na, okay, I'm just gonna put on a pop song, dance and twirl on stage for people's money. No, she goes in with a full concept, a full look, a full storyline. Yep. Sometimes she has a storyline that transcends like two or three numbers of hers. She knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she wants to do and what she wants to portray. Yeah. And she will not waste even a single rhinestone to make that vision come to life. Like, just look at the promo. Look, rhinestoned the entire sleeve, the entire corset, even the freaking seashells. This is very trademark Jade because we have seen her perform Lady Gaga's Venus in, you know, a seashell bra or seashell nipple pasties. But this time, they're fully rhinestoned. Like, she did not waste any detail for what she wants to portray and present the world.
Yeah, I mean, alam natin sobrang galing dito, but I just want to go on yung personal experience natin with Jade because, you know,
we don't even have to talk about her meet-up, which
correct,
the international fans are obsessing over already. They found her YouTube. They're posting clips up on Instagram and Twitter.
Correct.
Love her.
They love her. Pero sige, alam na natin yan dahil marami pong Miss Jade content available online. But yes, some more stories. She actually pushed the envelope of what can be done sa stage natin. I want to talk about like her artistry and her boldness. Alam ko, isa siya, if not siya ang unang nag-perform dun sa parang, mezzanine natin na may salamin last year, na dinikit lang niya yung puwet niya dun sa salamin for like the first few seconds of the number, and it was like, yeah, this is gonna be the number. She fucking sold sex. And then one time, she had this slutty nurse number na nag-inject siya ng sarili niya on stage to show everyone just like a different side of the trans experience. I love her for that. I love it when the queens that we book, they just do whatever they want. Like, they don't even clear ideas with me that they feel might be scandalous. They just go for it. I'm like, go fucking do it, mama. And then let's not forget yung latest po na ginawa niya nung Pride Show na tinry niya po akong i-wrestle balibag gamit po ang kanyang mga nagagandahang children sa kanyang dibdib.
Correct.
Tawa ko dun.
Ang kanyang mga suso.
Mga suso.
A favorite, like, polarizing experience with Jade, as a fellow performer, this was so hot, this was so fierce. As a producer, when she went to our show, to our tech run, with a printed out lyric sheet with lighting cues specific to the second. Tapos parang ako, paano natin gagawin to? But that was so fun. Like, that's how you know she knows what she wants to perform. Kasi kahit ilaw, she knows the timing. Tapos, when I first found out that Jade was in the cast, I said this out loud to her. I'm like, the world is gonna love you. You are my prediction for fan favorite of the season. And was I wrong? It's been was I wrong?
Correct. I mean, grabe talaga si Miss Jade. And also one of the things na medyo, I think meron dalawang underreported stories kay Jade na hindi pa siguro nakaka-capture nung Meet the Queens. Miss Jade might just be the sweetest and the purest human being you will ever get to meet. No kidding. Talagang, the, kasi akakalain mo na parang somebody this gorgeous and this fierce, when you engage with her in one-on-one conversation, she becomes even more endearing na tipong, ate, ba't ang perfect mo? Medyo ganun po siya papunta. Of course, ang second underreported story na hindi nasama sa Meet the Queens is her affiliation with Drag Playhouse.
Yes.
I think kay Ovi lang finiture, but I think most of the people here in the Philippines know na lima sila. Diba? You have Marina, Eva, Prince, Ovi, and Jade. So, for the people who don't know, they belong in the same collective. So, just need to put that out
yes,
there.
So that is it for Miss One of One herself, Miss Jade. So,
nakakatawa lang. Halos wala tayong kinoment sa wow, official wow material kay Jade. Wala tayong personal experience.
I mean, because she and, of course, Ovi coming up are the two queens we have the most experience with. So, we don't need Entertainment Weekly to tell us what we should know about these people.
Correct.
Anyway, next up,
we have Nicole Pardo from Cebu. Sorry, but great branding off the bat. Your favorite MILF representing the dynamic queen city of the South. Mama, that's a blurb. As an advertising practitioner, one sentence, I immediately get it. Once I watch the video, it matches. I think it's a very solid first showcase to the world.
Nicole Pardo is also known as or hailed as the face of Cebu drag. I think in a lot of, you know, because of Drag Race Philippines, Cebu drag was always been there. Nandun yung Cebu Divette even before Drag Race Philippines. But I think it was after Drag Race Philippines that the Cebu event, drag event scene started really like taking off. And Nicole was one of the, you know, the first faces of Cebu. And hindi niya na-share ito sa Meet the Queens niya, but her name Pardo is actually a place or a town, barangay, a place in Cebu called Pardo, P-A-R-D-O. And it is the most Filipino drag queen thing to change the spelling into an A-U-X into Nicole Pardo. That's Filipino cunt right there.
I love it. I love it. And I love the MILF drag of it all because I feel like I can immediately grasp it because I guess my age is closer to being a MILF than someone who knows how to take a proper Gen Z selfie. So I really like it. Very captivating voice. The promo look, I love it. I wish we had a different pose because I felt like the garment and the breastplate needed to be showcased better. But you know what? It works. I love it. I'm very excited to see what she brings to the table because I personally have not seen a performance of her yet. We haven't had her on the show yet. So, excited to see what she brings.
Ako naman, I met Nicole Pardo back on the live streaming app Umu. So that was my first like experience with her. We were on like a few, I think, competitions together. But out of drag, Nicole Pardo, out of drag is known as Kuya Joe, and she has one of the most like warm presences ever. So, you know, I'm excited to see if Drag Race will be able to capture that genuineness that Nicole has out of drag in her drag persona. I'm just excited to see like what more we can see from her.
Up next, we have...
Ayan na nga siya.
Ito na nga si Ovi Kant.
And the enigmatic provocateur, Ovi Kant.
Okay, ano muna tayo? Let's try to react to the Meet the Queens materials before we go on to our personal experiences.
Una sa lahat, Swiftie pala siya. that is the dumbest intro of all the Meet the Queens videos where she almost started singing Anti-Hero. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Muntik na niyang, Ovi.
That's the batshit stupid, but also captivating energy of Ovi that we know. I mean, we've had Ovi so many times on our show already. I mean, I've gotten to hang out with Ovi na rin a number of times. Like, she is the real deal. She is very, very, it's always fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's always fresh when it's Ovi. And I'm just gonna go on to say this is my favorite.
Yes.
Promo look and also just the photo is I think my favorite. I feel like it cap and you know Arizona is a close second, but this one is just so I love Ovi's look here. I love the nose ring na parang kalabaw tapos mayroong bulaklak. It's like things that like shouldn't go well together actually do. That's her. That's her.
She is representing Cavite with the Kalabaw. And can I just say, like, the construction of this Bumamela, I want to say back dress, but it's not just the back dress. It's like a big part of the whole ensemble. It's just the construction of it is gorgeous, beautiful. Ovi always has her eye on every detail.
Yeah. The shoes, mama. The shoes. It's
the
perfect.
The shoes. Yes. This whole look, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to like stop raving over Ovi. But I guess, yeah, let's just go into personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Ovi is so close to my heart. Kasi, so yun, I started in the pandemic. I started doing drag on Zoom events of Drag Playhouse. And, you know, the four, I like to kind of give credit to all four of them. You know, Eva is my drag mother, but I like to give credit to all four of them for, you know, helping birthed Mick Chanel. But the first person to ever, like, made my drag feel validated. The first person to ever, the first professional drag queen to ever give me the time of day was Ovi Cunt. I mean, the name speaks for itself. She called herself Ovi Cunt because she looks like a cunt in drag, but her real life personality is far from it.
Yeah.
Ovi has been the most welcoming and encouraging person since day one of meeting her. Ovi has given me a lot of guidance and mentorship in coming up with concepts for looks. Siya yun ang nagpupuli sa akin lahat na, okay, are your details all in check? I love Ovi so much. Like, she is my drag tita. She is my second drag mother if I were to have one. Like, I'm so excited for her to finally get her flowers.
Yeah.
Underreported story, yung she was supposed to audition for season one, but I'm not gonna go into the full details of that because I don't know if like Ovi would want me to. But she was supposed to audition for season one, basta naudlot siya because of quite an urgent matter at that time. She had to go through a year of, you know, watching her three other sisters, her three other peers, colleague, collective, get the time and fame they have. And, you know, as much as I know that feels bad, as much as she's happy for them, you can't help but to, like, want that for yourself. And I'm happy that Ovi is finally getting that, the attention she deserves. When I think of Filipino alternative drag, it's Ovi Cunt. Not because she's goth, not because she's spooky, not because she employs shock value in her performances, but just the way that she thinks and tackles concepts for performances is different. It's so different from anyone else. Like, she is so fearless when it comes to performing. Na tipong, siya lang yung kilala kung nag-perform ng Ungol-Ungol remix.
Correct. Speaking of, yun nga. Yun ang isa sa favorite kong ginawa niya is yung Ungol-Ungol moan mix niya. Na kaya ko siya love is because I've seen her do it two different times. And then, nung una pa lang, I was already so blown away. It's basically, so guys, basically, it's composed of just a lot of porn film moaning. And then, when she did it the second time, it just felt even fresher. Ang dami niyang bagong naisip, ang dami niyang bagong choices. And while in the performance, I could feel her discovering new things about the performance. I was just so captivated. That's one of, for me, dun ko na hawakan yung genius ni Ovi nung ginawa niya to for the second time. And while doing it, she was just playing with the audiences, discovering new brilliant things, which was amazing. And then, of course, isa rin sa earlier experience ko with Ovi was that she performed As If We Never Said Goodbye from Sunset Boulevard. So, of course, bitch, I'm a theater queen. So, every time somebody busts out a Broadway track, I'm like, yes, ma'am. So, nakuha niya yung kiliti kong pag-ungol ng Broadway.
So, this is my number one. This is my bet for the crown. Ito yung manok ko all season long. Oh, like, for Drag Race Season 2, my number one, Ovi Cunt.
Rightfully so. Makes a lot of sense. Up next, we have Tiny Deluxe. Anak ni Venus Deluxe, of course. Actually, good friend din of the viewing parties because lagi siya nag-aattend ng viewing parties, hindi pa siya nagda-drag. Uh-huh. In fact, si Tiny ang nag-makeup sa akin ng isang show natin sa White Banana. So like we've interacted with Tiny a couple of times. Of course, we all know that the bitch can motherfucking sing.
Yes. Hindi yan I don't, siguro baka bawal sila mag-mention ng ibang competitions on the Meet the Queens or on the official bio, but Tiny Deluxe was a finalist on Tawag ng Tanghalan as Japer at that time. She wasn't even, you know, performing in drag yet. We've had her live sing in drag in our show a few times.
Yep.
So it says here on her Entertainment Weekly bio, despite being a relative newcomer to the industry, Tiny Deluxe refuses to dwell in the shadow of her drag mother, Drag Race Philippines Season 1's Venus Deluxe. I don't think that's going to be a problem for her for very long, because she is quite, you know, different from her drag mother.
Yeah.
She brings a different ulam to the table, if you know what I'm saying.
Kuri. Yeah. So, yeah, we've had Tiny perform in drag, but that time, hindi pa siya nag-debut as Tiny, you know? So she's relatively new to I think, making the drag thing official, but has always been drag adjacent. If I'm not mistaken, I think she performed live singing in drag for the very first time on our stage. I remember her, I think, saying that. I might be wrong. My memory might not be the clearest. But just going to this photo, first of all, the mug, Mama. We all know that Tiny has had relatively great success on TikTok as a makeup creator.
Yes.
And bitch, it fucking shows. The look is, I believe, an Erin Montoya. I've seen the credits, the look. I like this a lot as a look. Having said that, maybe the impact should be stronger to me if I'm more familiar with the drag persona, because she is relatively new. But the look, the pose, we all know she's fierce. We all know she can do it. But yeah, very, very strong promo.
I mean, wala siyang tinipid na ruffle. Lahat ng ruffles nasa kanya.
Wala.
But what I like about this look, what I have to give credit to this look is, it's ruffles, which, you know, can make a person look big. So someone bigger like Tiny, she is still well proportioned. Like, a lot of the volume is still concentrated on the shoulders, on the hips, and on the train, giving her still that silhouette of a smaller waist. That's really good. Like, she's serving this photo.
Yeah. And sorry, another personal story. I think I remember meron tayong mga last minute changes sa program that we would parang need to look for replacement right away. I think I remember
umatend lang siya in drag and pinakanta mo siya.
Oo, parang ganun ata. Kasi minsan din masyado akong masaya. Tapos pag kumakanta siya, tapos sabi ko, anong gusto mo ba kumanta? Tapos parang, ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, go na ako, meron kang minus one dyan, bigay mo sa tech booth. You know, we try to also like improvise on our show. And I wanna thank Tiny personally for, you know, helping us push the envelope of what the show is now. Diba dati parang it's just, you know, the traditional drag numbers we're used to, but with, you know, live singing, definitely nakatulong siya in just making it an even better experience. She's really an amazing vocalist. It's really quite insane. Also, meron siya nag-trending na TikTok video last year during Pop of Ate, where gumawa siya ng sarili niyang verse. And how awesome is that? That ngayon, she might just make her own verse because she's, you know, a Rue girl already.
Speaking of which, I'm so excited kung ano yung magiging girl group song this year.
Yeah.
If it's going to once again change the lives of the Filipino queer population, I can't wait for our Pop Off Ate the sequel.
Correct.
Here on season 2.
Correct. Ano kaya ang version natin na yun this year? So, very, I'm looking forward to that, kung ano yung magiging pinaka-epic episode of the season sa viewing party. Very excited.
And last but definitely not the least, I think this is the person we are least personally familiar with.
Correct.
We have Verushka Levels. Verushka Levels hails from Hong Kong. She is no stranger to the realms of fashion and beauty. On her Meet the Queens, nilista na nga niya kanyang experience as a makeup artist to different celebrities, to royalty even.
Yeah, you better work.
And she is a regular performer in the Hong Kong drag scene. Having made a name for herself as a drag queen abroad, Verushka now sets her sights on serving an exquisite blend of charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent in her motherland, and enrapturing audiences with her artistry and creative prowess. Mm-hmm. Pinaka-takeaway ko sa kanyang Meet the Queens is she is all about being expensive and extravagant. And,
yes.
You know, being couture, being Hong Kong.
Correct.
Being Hong Kong
correct,
drag.
Correct. Actually, yun, yung dress niya, it really looks expensive. From the Meet the Queens video.
The feather.
Yeah, the feathers. And also like parang, ano bang technical term ito? Like the beadwork and the bato sa baba. I think it looks really expensive. So, this is, I am intrigued to see what she brings to the table because yeah, you know, we haven't, she's very far away. We haven't had her on the show yet. I haven't seen her in any bars here. But very strong presence on Meet the Queens. Like, yeah. She sounds
She's also gaining some traction online for allegedly, apparently, being the trade of season
correct,
2.
Correct, correct.
Kumakalat na po ang kanya very porta trade photos online.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I have to say, she is very good looking mm-hmm. in and out of drag.
Yes. Ang sagot ko dyan. As a married man, yes. yes, as a married man, isang overloaded at overcharged na yes. I don't think nasabi sa Meet the Queens exactly what type of performer she is, which makes me even more intrigued because while she was talking to the camera, there was a lot of presence and a lot of like strong sense of self na parang like she knows her brand. So, And hindi na sabi ko ano kasing performance ginagawa niya. So parang ako, now I'm like, I wanna see what she brings.
For her promo look, I wish they also chose a different pose. One mm-hmm. that her feathers don't exactly cover her neck and her décolletage. Kasi that was part of the look there. Having, you know, the shoulders, the neckline very open. And this pose, this exact photo kind of covers her up a little bit. So I wish they chose a different photo to better feature the look and better feature her. But, you know, it's always intriguing mm-hmm. to have an abroad-based queen on Drag Race Philippines. Last year, we had Gigi Era, and she was quite a mystery up until when we got to have her on our show and got to know her a little bit. And that's when we knew she was the parak yeah. Gigi Era. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Verushka brings to the table. What chemistry she brings to the cast. It's always interesting. Mm-hmm. It's always very very interesting, for lack of a better word, to see what kind of chemistry and dynamic they will bring to a cast that's predominantly Filipino queens, Manila-based queens, local-based queens. So, alam mo yun, like, it's exciting what Verushka will bring to the table as a queen hailing from yeah. Hong Kong.
Actually, nakalagay sa Entertainment Weekly write-up niya na as a skilled photographer and makeup artist, she has lent her talents to luminaries like Rita Ora, Nikki Hilton, and acclaimed Filipino celebrities such as Gretchen Barreto. So, yun pala yung mga hindi pinangalanan dun sa video. Nasa write-up pala siya. So, you better flex those names, mama. Credentials yan. So, go use them.
Correct. And that is it for our Drag Race Philippines Season 2 cast. Mm-hmm. Overall thoughts, early prediction?
Overall thoughts, I think we are just going to go crazy again. I mean, I just looking at this from like a marketer's or producer's like points of view, you know, Drag Race Philippines Season 2 will definitely be bigger than Season uh-huh. 1. As like numbers-wise, only because more people discovered it for the first time while off season, so it's just automatically going to be bigger. The demand for drag and Drag Race right now is at an all-time high here in the Philippines, so I'm excited to see how we're going to experience this season, because last year it was unlike any other. And I'm happy that we're getting to see queens who kind of, you know, made us part of their gig guide and see them on TV. Because uh-huh. I think there will only be more queens na makakasa Drag Race, hopefully, who are on our show. So I'm happy to see that. I guess my top picks based on the Meet the Queens, who made the strongest impressions, I have Arizona, Ovi, Jade, Matilda, Bernie, I think those five. If I did not know them outside the show, those five for me had the strongest Meet the Queens videos.
Ay, ako walang patumpik-tumpik. Call me biased or what, but my top four is OV, Jade, Matilda, and Aris. Aris, I've gotten such a soft spot for Arizona from the time that we have been able to work with her. But like, call me biased or whatever, but that's my top four. My prediction for the season, it's going to be a lot more teamy, maybe a lot more tension-filled. Kasi we do have a more diverse cast this time around. We have a few more queens. We have a few more queens hailing from the provinces. We have a wider range of experiences. Last year, kasi they were kind of very along a certain average in terms of years of drag experience. Now we have very, very, very seasoned queens like Bernie and Kat-Kat. We have queens that have been putting in the work, like Uvi, Matilda. We have queens that are very fresh into the scene, Astrid and Tiny. We have Verushka, who's hailing from Hong Kong. So, alam mo, parang there's a lot more diversity in terms of this year's cast, definitely. I'd like to say there's a lot more diversity also in terms of personality. So, na-excite ako to see what dynamics are going to be at play as the season progresses, as storylines are unfolded, as relationships are built. I'm excited for Untucked. Like, last year's Untucked was phenomenal. So, given the same, para the same level of the success of Untucked last year, given an even more diverse cast, I wonder what's going to happen in our Untucked.
Correct. Yeah, so madami na naman pong memes, marami na naman pong ikukota mga bakla. So I'm very excited. Also, letting you guys know, we've made the announcement on Instagram already. Our viewing parties will most definitely be back. We have a new home. We are going to do our premiere in Apotheca, and it looks like we'll probably stay there for the rest of the season. But yeah, very excited to partner with a new venue, you know, that supports queer artistry. And at the same time, we are doing an All Stars 8 finale viewing party, which means yung formality ng pag-crown ni Jimbo. Charot. Tawag dito, but we have a very stacked lineup on July 22 that is happening Saturday, July 22 ng hapon. We have Marina Summers, Eva Laqueen, Turing, and then we have, I think, 6 girls from the season 2 cast. We have Arizona, Jade, Ovi, Bernie, Matilda, Hannah Beshi. So, yeah, half of them are on our show on the 22nd.
Yeah, so if you want to see the first ever para fusion of Drag Race Philippines Season 1 and Season 2 in one cast lineup, you can see it on our show for the All Stars 8 finale viewing party on July 22.
Yes, so see you there. Also, we are open for sponsorships now, so feel free to send us a DM or email us at bekenemen.podcast@gmail.com. If you know someone or if you want to sponsor a show, you work for a brand, or maybe you're just a patron of the drag arts, let us know. Let's make this an even more epic season of viewing party. So we'll see you really soon. And dahil nga medyo wala pa kami sa condition, meron nga pala kami mga sign-offs. Don't forget to rate and ano nga ba yung sinasabi natin? Don't forget to rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, BekenemenPod. I am Baus Rufo on Instagram, and hey, it's Baus on TikTok. God, I missed saying that.
Yes, I am at Mix.Chanel on Instagram and at Mix.Chanel on Twitter. Wala pa po ako sa Threads dahil wala lang. Ayoko lang.
So, see you soon. Bye! Bekenemen!